Good morning. Thank you for joining us once again for our daily devotional here at Valley Baptist Church. This Monday morning we come to the fifth of the words of Christ that he spake on the cross. And we find this recorded for us in John's Gospel in chapter 19. And at verse 28 we read this. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scriptures might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar. They filled a sponge with vinegar, put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. The great work of redemption, the cross work of the work of redemption, has been accomplished. In those three dark hours, when we heard that cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That deep mystery of the Son's obedience to the Father in redeeming to himself a people by his death upon the cross has now been completed. And the Lord Jesus Christ cries, I thirst. You know, this was prophesied way back, 1,000 years before. If you turn over to Psalm 22, that great psalm, that prophetic psalm of the cross, in verse 14 it says, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. And that which was prophesied here in Psalm 22, 1,000 years before, has now come to fruition. And in Psalm 69, again David, the prophet king, says this, reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, and there was none, and for comfort, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Call these the words, this words of our Lord Jesus Christ, I call them the words of inspiration, because it proves to us and it tells to us that the Word of God is fully inspired. And our Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament to the very last iota. He has completed the work. None can say that there was anything left out. He completed the work. Remember that on the road to Emmaus, as he talked to the two as they went down from Jerusalem on Resurrection Day. Remember, as he drew near to them, it says that he expounded to them in the Scriptures all the things that were about himself. And I'm sure he recalled to their memory those Scriptures and how he had fulfilled them on the cross. The Word of God is totally inspired from Genesis right through to Revelation. The Word of God is inspired, is true, is accurate to the nth degree. There is no error in it. And today when men would try to pick faults in it, those even who would take the name of being Christian would try to find fault in it. It's fulfilled, it's inspired. And our Lord Jesus Christ in his work of redemption fulfilled every promise and every word of the Scriptures. And so these were words to prove to us the inspiration of the Word of God. But think of them for him. He says, I thirst. The work of redemption had taken that toll upon him, and his mouth and his throat is parched. And when he said, I thirst, they put some vinegar, a soul cheap wine that the Roman soldiers would have been given as they worked there at the cross, just to quench their thirst as they sat around and waited for the criminals to die. And they go to that supply and they wet a sponge and they put it on hyssop and they put it to his lips. And he partakes of it. It's interesting that it says there it was placed on hyssop. If you go back to Exodus chapter 12, and there at verse 22, as Moses gives instructions for the application of the blood so that the children of Israel might be preserved in the night that the death angel passed through Egypt. Remember that those with the blood on the lintel and on the doorposts were safe, and hyssop was used to apply the blood on the doorposts of their dwellings. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And here, the door, the place of safety, hyssop is used again. Those words, I thirst. You remember just a few months previous to this, at the Feast of Tabernacles, the Lord Jesus Christ stood there at the temple in Jerusalem and cried, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. Great gospel invitation. Maybe you're listening to this morning, and this whole lockdown thing has left you feeling empty and thirsting for something, you know not what. You see, a lot of the ways that you would have entertained yourself in years gone past and in months past, they're closed to you now. And you find life empty. Meaningless, maybe even. Maybe even starting to affect you mentally. Because you can no longer be satisfied by the things of time and the things of the world. They have been cut off from you. The Lord Jesus Christ gives you this morning this invitation. If any man thirst, if you thirst today, if you're thirsting for life's pleasures, then he says, come unto me and I'll give you drink. I'll satisfy you. I'll give you a new satisfaction. I'll give you a new meaning for life. If you come unto me. The hymn writer says in that well-known hymn, I tried the broken cisterns, Lord, but all the waters failed, even as they fled. They broke me as I wailed. Now none but Christ can satisfy. No other name for me. There's love. There's life. There's lasting joy. The Lord Jesus found in thee. Dear unsaved friend, this morning, there's peace, there's happiness, there's fulfillment, there's joy to be found in our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. And he said, of him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And dear child of God, as our Lord Jesus Christ preached on the hillside and what is known as the Sermon on the Mount, remember he said in the Beatitudes there in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. for they shall be filled. Dear child of God, and here I ask myself the question, am I hungering and thirsting after righteousness? Is that the aim? Is that the object of our service for the Lord? That we might be found righteous before God and before our fellow man. Is there a longing in your heart, dear brother and sister, today to know that inner peace and contentment again? Then hunger and thirst after righteousness. Seek Him. Seek His righteousness. And in seeking His righteousness, He has promised that ye shall be filled. The Lord Jesus Christ thirsted upon the cross that we might never know what it is to thirst eternally. You know, in Luke chapter 16, there you have the story the Lord Jesus Christ tells of the rich man, and he's in hell, and he cries to Abraham, Father Abraham, he says, send Lazarus, who was the old beggar man that lay at his gate of his house that he ignored for years. He says, send Abraham that he might even bring me a drop of water on his fingers, for I am tormented in this flame. You know, that rich man was thirsty, and even a drop of water would have brought him peace. Today he still craves. Today he still cries out in thirst in hell, because he didn't come unto the one who was the water of life and who gave that invitation, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. Dear child of God, will never cry out in agonies in the great eternity, because we'll be in the presence of the one who on Calvary's cross cried out, I thirst. May today, dear child of God, may you hunger and thirst after righteousness. And he has promised we shall be filled. God bless you today. May you know His presence, His satisfying presence, throughout this day. Amen.